Saturday morning, it's Trina. It is something for the weekend. And this week, over 630,000 people got a lovely tax bill from revenue. You may have been one of those people. And we've been waiting for this and kind of not knowing whether we were going to owe money or not because of COVID-19 and the crazy year we've had. Owen McGee is on the line now to talk us through what you might be due. Good morning, Owen. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm kind of okay, but I got the bill, so I'm kind of not.
We won't ask you to share, Trina, how much your bill was if you don't want to, but just to say to people, because people are listening to this going, oh God, I never checked or didn't look at my thing, I don't know how much my bill is. The majority of people got a bill of less than €1,000. Some people get no bill at all, but don't panic is what I want to say at the very outset of this, because we're going to have lots of solutions for you here.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. So first of all, there's people who are going to be wondering, how do I even check what's due? Because I didn't get a physical bill in the post, but what I did was I checked online. So for anybody who's wondering how to check, you go onto revenue.ie, go into my account where you have to put in your PPS number, date of birth and your password. And you click on the part, this is the bit that got me on. It's kind of hard to find it within the page. So you need to click on review your tax for 2017 to 2020 and then request a statement of liability for 2020. And then it pops up a preliminary end of year statement based on this, Owen. So I think a lot of people, I know we talked about this before, some people thought, sure, there's no way I'm going to be getting a tax bill. Sure, I was coming out with less money than I was when I was working and paying my tax. So how could I be due? So first of all, just explain to people, how did it work and the difference between what was the temporary wage subsidy scheme and the employment wage subsidy?
The emergency wage subsidy.
Employment,
TWSS and EWSS, and we all get caught up on these things, and I could even be wrong there as well. But the reality is that if you were on PUP, pandemic unemployment payment last year, or you were on the first wage subsidy scheme, which ran from kind of March-ish till September, well, then what happened was you were being paid money that was subject to tax, but there was no tax being taken out of it in real time. And what that means is that they were paying you your before tax income. Now, for most PAYE workers, for all PAYE workers, the way the tax system usually works is you get paid money, your boss takes your tax out of it, and whatever goes into your bank account is yours, and the tax has already been paid on it. It was the opposite in this case. You were being given money that no tax had been taken out of it. Now, the reason for this was because last March, there were people losing sleep, and revenue and government and everybody else sat back and said, right, this isn't a major emergency. It's a big crisis. We need to get money into people's bank accounts. And this was the quickest way to do it. They said employers, particularly the wage subsidy, the purpose of the wage subsidy scheme here was to give employers confidence not to let people go, to say to them, look, keep your employees on the books, keep your relationship with them. We're going to give you, at the start, it was 70% of their wages. It moved up to 80% for some categories later on, but 70% of their wages. And we'll give it to you. You pay them, you keep them on the books. So when this turns around, you will have the relationship still intact with your employee and they'll be able to come back working for you. You as a boss means that when you're ready to, like when a boss lets somebody go or they cut the number of staff that they have, they're always a bit anxious and nervous about increasing that number of staff again, because it's not a nice thing. It's an awful thing for the employee, but it's not a nice thing for a boss to have to let someone go either. So they're always a bit anxious. Whereas in this case, the relationship was there, still there. It was just a matter of, look, yeah, you can come back in next week or we're coming back up to normal. And it meant that when they went back to the employee to say, look, we're ready to get back to work, the employee hadn't gone off and got a job somewhere else. So it kept that relationship intact between the employer and employee, and that was the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the misconceptions here were that the boss was required to bring your wages up to 100%. They weren't. And that's the reality. So if you were getting 70% from revenue, but your boss might have topped you up by 30% to bring you up to 100% of before tax income. But lots of bosses weren't in a position to be able to do that. So people ended up getting a pay reduction.
Okay.
Some bosses looked at it, and what they said was is they worked it out with their accountants or whoever, their payroll people, worked it out with this, right, top them up to the point, like maybe give them 15%, get 70% from revenue, give them 15%, so that what goes into their bank account every week is the same. But they didn't, maybe they didn't realize, or they were just trying to get through the crisis or whatever the situation was. That was still a pay reduction for you. You were still, if you take my example there, 15% from your boss and 70%, you were still down 15% of your wages. The money going into your bank account was still the same. But the only reason it was the same was because 70% of the money had no tax coming out of it.
Uh-huh.
So people need to realize that there was no requirement on your boss to give you anything extra. It's not extra even. It's extra even sounds like the wrong word, but there was no requirement for them to top up the 70% to bring it up to 100%. This was about keeping you in employment. It was about keeping the relationship there. It was making sure that your boss still had a company when all of this was over. And the reality was there was very strict guidelines around who could go into this and who couldn't. And people, revenue were very good about it. You just tell us that you satisfy the criteria. We are going to subsidize it. But subsequently, like 6 months later, and it's happened in lots of companies since, have now had to go back and give justification as why they went into it and why they stayed in it. And some companies have had to refund the money because they didn't actually meet the criteria, or they stayed in it for too long after they realized they didn't meet the criteria.
Right.
Revenue were very good about saying, look, if you went into it with all good intentions, and you discovered kind of a month in or 2 months in that it didn't really apply to you, and you pulled out immediately after discovering, revenue have been very good about saying, yeah, that's grand. That's what the scheme was there for, is to instill confidence. Okay. But it was where the people are falling, find themselves in trouble is they realized this and they just stayed in it. But to come back to the employee, if you were in receipt of it, now this was the first wage subsidy. That's how it worked. By the time the second one came around in September, they had got all their ducks in a row and the tax was being taken out of it. So from September onwards, the tax has been taken out of it because everything was sorted out at that stage. But it also applies to people who are on the pandemic unemployment payment. People often don't realise this, Trina. Like, most social welfare benefits are taxable, including things like maternity. That's usually the first time people realise you've got maternity benefit. I have to pay tax on that and was paid into my account with no tax taken out of it. Yeah, that's the way it works. So what you will find is people are probably at home, and if they haven't logged in yet or they haven't got the letter, they're probably wondering, how much tax am I going to have to pay? The reality is that if you were on the pandemic unemployment payment, I think in total it was available 22 weeks last year, right? So if you're on pandemic unemployment of 350 a week, and let's just to keep it simple, imagine that you had 350 a week in your ordinary job. So for the whole 52 weeks of the year last year, you earned 350 a week. That's roughly 18,000 euros. Roughly, you know, I'm rounding here, right? 18,000 euros for the year. Now, the reality is that in this country, roughly about 16,000 euros is what you can earn without paying any tax at all. So 2,000 euros would be taxable. So you probably have a tax bill of around 400 euros to pay in that situation. Okay. And most people, I think it was 43% is the number in my head, have a tax bill of less than 1,000 euros altogether, whether it was wage subsidy or pandemic unemployment payment. Some people will have no tax bill at all to pay because it depends how their entire year worked out. But even if you do have a tax bill, the next step is, where do we go? So you can log in today. You can see this is how much I owe. And you can pay it there and then if you want to. There's a payment button that you can click on Revenue's website in your My Account. You can just pay it and get rid of it. Anybody who was listening to me last year, I was telling them to put 30% of any COVID payment that they were getting away.
I know you were. I know you were, Owen. Stop.
And it was far too much, Trina. But you know what? There's actually, and I was saying it all last year, I'm telling you to put 30% of it away. I'm telling you it's too much. And nobody will come to me in January and say, thanks, Owen. I paid back my tax man of a few quid for myself. There are actually people coming to me saying, thanks, Owen. I paid it back and I have a few quid for myself. So I was wrong. But no, I always knew it was going to be too much, but that's okay. Like, I better be prepared than not prepared. But the reality is, if you didn't do that and you don't have the money now, Revenue aren't expecting the money off you now. They're expecting it off you next January 2022. And even if January 2022 comes around and you don't have the money, they're saying, give it back to us. It's fine. Give it back to us over 4 years. So what will happen is next January, you'll be expected to pay this money back. If you don't have the money, Revenue will just adjust your tax credits. You'll pay a little bit of extra tax every week to pay back this money over a 4 year period. Mm-hmm. So when our person who's on 350 a week flat for the whole year, they will end up paying 2 euros a week for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And the bill will be gone.
Okay.
The point Revenue has been really, really clear here, Trina. What they have said is we do not want anyone suffering financially or worrying about this. So we are going to work. We don't want to create financial hardship in relation to this. And they have said that since last March. And they are sticking to that. And in fairness to them, they are sticking to that. They brought this out really quickly. They knew it wasn't perfect at the time. Well, they won't say that, but we all knew it wasn't perfect at the time. And this is how they're fixing it. They're saying, look, like you're talking about, you don't have to pay it now if you don't want to. Pay it in 12 months' time if you can. If you can't, we'll stretch it out over 4 years. Mm. They really couldn't be fairer. Now, Trina, some people might be listening and saying, we should really let them off, shouldn't we? No, we shouldn't let them off.
Because other people pay tax, other people who are working throughout were paying their tax,
absolutely. And it's not fair. Like if I have a twin brother And I worked in an essential job and they worked in a non-essential job. They stayed at home and they got their pandemic unemployment payments and played PlayStation all afternoon or all morning. And I went out to work. We both earned the same wages, but I came out with less. Like, that doesn't make sense. And it's not fair in society. And you know what? We do actually need the money and we'll have it back, please. There's lots of permutations on this and there's lots of people feel it's a double tax. It's not a double tax. There was no tax taken out of it. Then the other question I get online all the time is, how come my wages were the same? Your wages were the same because you suffered a pay cut. Your boss didn't top you up to 100% because they weren't required to and they were trying to keep things afloat. And you know what? If you're saying to me that, oh no, we were busier than ever, you probably were and you were probably working hard and everyone feels busier at the moment, even if you're working at home, even if you're not in one of these companies that are affected. But the reality is that revenue have checks and balances in there to make sure that your boss was entitled to this.
Yeah, your boss isn't conning you and letting on that there was, saying that there wasn't as much money coming in when there was. Everything had to be verified by revenue for them to take this the scheme.
Yeah. Now, some people actually went the other way and they said, during the pandemic, they were saying, like, particularly in lockdown one, they were coming to me and saying, oh, that's great, I got a pay rise. You didn't get a pay rise. Your boss topped you up by 30%, brought you up to 100%. And the extra money going into your bank account is the tax you're going to owe.
Yeah.
So there's lots of variations of what happened here, but nobody needs to panic about it. I think that's the most important thing, Trina, people need to get out of this message. These things, it was just the way it was set up. It's not unfair that you should have to pay taxes. It would be unfair if you didn't for the person who did actually go out to work. Your boss signed up to this because they wanted to keep you in the job. And if they didn't, you may not have a job now. I guarantee you there would be hundreds of thousands of people unemployed right now if it wasn't for the wage subsidy scheme. Mm-hmm. I absolutely promise you. And not only that, it's the dysfunctional trying to re-recruit thing as people start to go back in and the world starts to open up again.
Okay. Lovely, Owen. Thank you very much. Owen McGee there, financial planner, how to be good with money in shops, which the shops aren't open. So... you can buy it online.
Yeah, buy it online. And you know what to do before you buy it online. If you're going to buy the book, How to Be Good With Money, before you go online to one of the big retailers, and I want to support the big Irish retailers too, ring your local bookshop or send an email to your local bookshop and ask them if they have any way of selling it and delivering it to you. Local is better.
Okay. Are you not doing door-to-door sales with it, Owen? No? You should try that the weekend.
I've a few other things going on.
One or two other things. Lovely. Thanks so much, Owen. Talk to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.